because I went on board with big respect for him, because Post Bissell, I saw him play very well on Montreal this year, winning amazing matches against very tough players. So Rogério was able to beat him, so I went on court with big respect and trying my best in the moment.
Rafa, would you tell me about how you re-energize yourself, how you take this motivation, extra motivation for extra game? I mean, early in your career, you thought, I want to win in Wimbledon one day. A lot of that time was a lot of doubt there. 2009, you had an injury time. Next year, 2010, you came back much stronger. Last year, you missed half of the year. You came back much stronger, not just physically, but much mentally, much stronger. How you take this extra motivation? This can be says Rafael Nadal, biggest weapon is the will, one of the biggest weapons.
No, I think, you know, when you are coming back after a hard times, after an injury, after a moment that you are not well, so when you are having the chance to be back. But it's true that to be back, you need to work hard, to work with the right attitude every day. And you need to be ready to suffer, to enjoy the suffering, and to be able to change the situation. But when you are in a low position, low situation, and you are able to work to change that dynamic, it's because you really feel the love for sport, the passion for sport, and you are back, and you're feeling you have the right feelings on court, then you change the dynamic, you are stronger than before. Superar, algo más?
Superar,
¿no? Superar una situación, después de superar una situación difícil.
After overcoming
on a tough situation, then you are ready to compete better than before. That's something that I am sure, and all my life I played with a lot of passion. I love the sport, I love the competition. Not only the tennis, I love the tennis, sure, but I love the competition in general. I love the sport, like my spectators, so have the chance to go on court in big stadiums that I saw on the TV. When I was a kid, always is really special for me, so I feel very, very lucky and very happy to be back on the tour and playing well again.
What is your opinion about playing the first round on 3 days here?
Well, it's a longer discussion. It's not a question of play the first round in 3 days, a question to before. We were finishing the finals here on Sunday, playing Saturday, and Sunday, that's something that is, every player knows that's something that was not fair, because if one player have match, like I had, for example, in the final of Australia against Djokovic, some mistakes, better go home, better don't go on court. So something that's not fair. This year, the final is on Monday. It's something that is not new, because last couple of years the finals were on Monday. It's more fair. Have the final on Monday, have a day off between the semifinals and finals. But at the same time, it's one more day for the tournament. That is not normal, like finishing a tournament on Monday. It's nice to finish the tournament on Sunday. That's my opinion.
Rafa, hola. Quería apuntarte dos cosas. Una, ¿cuáles son para vos los mejores tres deportistas que hay en este momento, todos los deportes? Y después, ¿qué opinás que las mujeres y los hombres ganen lo mismo en este torneo, siendo que los hombres juegan más, ¿no?
Los tres mejores deportistas. Es muy complicado analizar quiénes son los tres mejores deportistas del momento. No creo que yo esté capacitado para analizar sobre algo así. Tendríamos que analizarlo con números. y no tengo todos los números de todos los deportes del mundo para analizar quiénes son los tres mejores deportistas del mundo a día de hoy. No me gustaría decir tres nombres que pudieran ser populares o que a mí me parecieran que lo son, y solo populares porque al final siempre hacemos caso de los deportes más populares y a lo mejor hay mejores deportistas en otros deportes que no son tan populares, pero son... Pero lo que han conseguido quizás es...
Como Usain Bolt, ponele Usain Bolt y Messi. Como...
Ya te digo, Usain Bolt seguro que está dentro de estos deportistas porque tienen unos récords impresionantes. Y al fin y al cabo los otros, para saber cuál es los mejores deportistas del mundo, hay que analizar la diferencia que hay entre él, el mejor de cada deporte...